WWB in the world. This is Ralph Kramer Winterroad II with the Ralph Winterroad Show coming to you live out of Alaska. And I want to talk about several things today. One I sent out on the my list, Steve Anderson. He's the guy that did the Marching to Zion, which it's factual. I checked out his stuff, and it's about the false Israel, the false Jews, the things that we think we know that are so that aren't. They always get us in trouble. And he did a thing. They have a book available too, but he did a thing on the Holocaust. And it was absolutely amazing. Some of the most simplest things that I didn't know, maybe some other people knew, but I don't know that. I've not researched it out. I mean, we always hear the 6 million Jews in the Holocaust. And I was just looking up in the 1828 about the definition of the word Holocaust. It's a burnt offering for the Jews. The whole burnt offering is technically what it meant. So, you know, it's not quite an accurate term that's being used or a definition for the 6 million Jews. But he was talking about back in the 1940s to the 1990s, they had a sign outside of Auschwitz, which was one of the supposed death camps. And they said it was about 4 million Jews. And then in 1990, they changed the sign to 1.5 million. Isn't that amazing? So we've figured out that not quite so many of them allegedly were murdered or gassed or whatever there. And then a little later on, why, it's down to 1.1 million, the sign says, and about 90% of them were Jews. So we're down from 4 million to less than 1 million. Well, then he goes into, which is why I like his Marching to Zion. Why not look at some of the facts and see what's actually, see if this makes sense? And at Auschwitz, they had 52 crematorium ovens. And they were claiming that 4,726 per day, or 91 per day for oven on this thing. So it came out to four people per oven in this one area. Four people per oven. Well, I never bothered to check. I mean, why would I know? I don't have a reason to check this stuff, but he said that cremations normally take 2 to 3 hours. And they're claiming they were doing them in 15 minutes with their nonsense, with their lies. So we know that can't be true. And the ovens, to cover up the story, well, they said, oh, well, we'll put in 3 or 4 at a time. Well, he said, it doesn't work that way. If you look at the ovens, they couldn't handle, and that doesn't increase or decrease or increase the timing. If you put 3 or 4 in, it still takes 2 or 3 hours per body. So that doesn't work. Then, in their claims over there, they had the gas chamber down below, supposed gas chamber, where they could hold about 2,000 people. And then they had to take them upstairs in elevators or thing, and the elevators had a 600-pound maximum, for there was 15 ovens up above this 2,000 gas chamber where they held 2,000 people. So, in reality, how long would that take? Way over a week. Way over a week. Why would you have 2,000 people and not have enough gas chambers or crematoriums to make it work? Germans weren't stupid. That was at one. Then the second largest camp was Treblinka. And that one there, supposedly, they... there was 700,000 Jews were killed there, supposedly, gassed. And then they were buried. Well, amazingly, they couldn't find the bodies. So where did they go? Oh, well, the story is Then the Germans dug them all up and cremated them all. Yeah, right. Okay. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. And I got some white beach sand down here below my house, too. You couldn't make this stuff up. And there was a book that he was saying that's out there. Was a good starter book. So I got around. I'm going to read that one. We know it wasn't 6 million Jews. And, of course, he goes into also six. The Jews happen to like six. Six-day war, the six everything. Everything is six. There are six death camps. 6 million Jews. And even before Hitler took power, they were saying that there was going to be 6 million Jews done in. Isn't that amazing? Maybe they can read the future, too. Can't believe what's going on these days. It's just amazing, the lies, and it's amazing how many people swallow them. I mean, I knew that there weren't 6 million Jews. It just didn't make sense. With all the stuff, the little bit that I did know. But I like facts. I want to check something out. I want to engage my brain and put a little logic to it, see if it works or not. So it's a big lie. Great big lie. Just like if you watch Marching to Zion, the creator or the God kicked them out until they got around and repented. Well, the UN brought them back, and that's another whole can of worms. They didn't repent, didn't do anything. And of course, Judaism didn't start till 70 years after the fall of the temple, and Mishka was the first book of the Babylonian Talmud, and that was the oral teachings of the priests. I can't think what to call them right now, of that they did over there. It's unbelievable. You just can't make this stuff up. And then they used the first books of the Bible, five books of the Bible, supposedly believing in Moses, but you can't believe in Moses without having the Messiah because Moses talks about the Messiah. And they don't even use the first books. The first five books. It's just a show. It's a scam. It's a con. It's like what Hillary Clinton gets up and talks about. She just talks in circles about platitudes. Nonsense. Oh, we're going to create jobs. I'm going to do this. Right, yeah, right. I got a chuckle. I sent out a thing on the list, the new replacement. I shouldn't have done it, but I did. The Wiener Holder ticket. A little Jewish fellow and holder, the Wiener Holder ticket. So anyways, what can I say? I felt a little bit ornery. So anyway, on another issue, been looking at some of the congressional record, and McFadden was a banker back in the 30s. I'm going to try to, I'm doing research on what happened back in that window. Because as I brought up last Sunday, it was just amazing. I dropped my contact. I can't believe I did that. Oh, well. I'll get it on break. I'll get on and find it here, hopefully. So, I just couldn't believe this. McFadden was talking about what they did to the Jews back then, or to the Germans. And what they did is they starved them to get them to agree to the Versailles Treaty. It's just unbelievable. They starved them. They blocked the food trains and stuff so that they couldn't get food. You just can't make this stuff up. And, I wish I could find my contact here. It would be really hard to read without my contact in. Huh. Oh, well. Life goes on, I guess. Let's see if I can find it here during the break. Popped it out and was cleaning it, and something happened to it here. That's amazing that I would do that. Oh, well. Life goes on. So, anyways, hit around and they starved them for all like over 6 months. So they didn't have any food to get them to sign up. We don't do those sort of things, I don't think. We're not supposed to do them anyway. And they had a name for it, blood raw peace, they call it, blood raw peace. So we starved the German people, the civilians, to get our way. Ain't that just dang special? McFadden was killed in the 30s. I'm going to hopefully get enough congressional records before this is over to see what actually happened there, because it's a scary proposition what happened in the 1930s. I went over a little bit of that last Sunday, and March 4th or March 3rd, 1933, Hoover repealed 1,005 statutes of the United States, the revised statutes of 1878. 1,005. And the very next day, March 4th, 1933, Roosevelt comes in, and what's he saying? Oh, the National Recovery Administration. National Recovery Administration. And what is that? It passed in June. I've looked that up. And it gave the president power to do, basically act as a dictator. He could do anything he wanted. He just said, well, it's wrong by executive order. He just started doing executive orders ad nauseum. Just, he couldn't get him out. And in 2 years, up to 1935, he did almost 700 executive orders. 700. And about 3,000 administrative orders. These agencies were just out of control. And in 1935, the Supreme Court actually struck down some of the executive order stuff that he was doing. So what does our good, corrupt Congress do? Well, let's create the Federal Register Act in 1935. So they created the Federal Register Act in 1935, and what do they do there? They say the President of the United States is a federal agency or agency. Means. So now they give him the authority, alleged authority, which he cannot do. They can't take the President of the United States and say he's a federal agency. They did it. Nobody's complaining today yet. Isn't that amazing? And so what does he do? He issues executive orders. And it's legal, supposedly, because he puts them in the Federal Register. And then Congress gets to look them over so they can kind of keep an eye on the guy out there, Obama, today. And Obama's figured this out. That's why he's doing executive orders. Then what do they do for the agencies? Well, we got to have them do their nonsense, control us. So they could put stuff in the Federal Register. But the problem is, they were just putting it in the Federal Register, except like before, they were just putting it everywhere. Newspapers, lost articles. Nobody could find this stuff. So we'll put it in the Federal Register. Well, that didn't, still couldn't keep, Congress couldn't keep a handle on them. They were just out of control. Imagine giving people different agencies, like we have today, like the IRS. Hey, just do whatever you want. That's what they were doing. They're still doing it today. So they came along in 1946 with the Administrative Procedure Act. And that was going to, after the research that FDR had done, the government did in 1937, called the Headless Fourth Branch of Government, because there's nobody at the head of these people. They're not elected by us or not. There's no controls over them, no nothing. They just do whatever the hell they want, which is what they're doing today. Except there are ways to beat them if you have or expose them. So in 1946, they said with the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946 was for substantive regulations that had the force and effect of law over individual citizens. And therein lies a big key. Could they reach we, the people of the several states, citizens of North Carolina, citizens of Texas? Nope. We go back to what Esau did in the Bible. He sold his birthright, and they created that nonsense back in 1866. Citizen of the United States that wants the same rights as a white citizen. Slavery was a good cover for it. It's for done for the Negroes. Subject to the jurisdiction of the 14th Amendment. Subject to the jurisdiction of. Imagine a law that says, subject to the jurisdiction of. You can pay your sales tax in your town, subject to the jurisdiction thereof, or your state income tax, subject to the jurisdiction thereof. What the hell? Do we have laws or not? Got to get us to sign up. So in 1946, they come out in the Congressional Record and said, by the way, anything that we pass doesn't reach the individual citizens until there's a regulation. That's an astounding statement. Because they can't legislate over the citizens of the several states. Absolutely. There's no doubt about it. Can't be done. So they created a fiction in the land of Oz. And they created the Federal Register. So there's where the script writers, if you will, of the movie or the fiction. The president does his executive orders in there, in the Federal Register, and then Congress can actually shut him down if they want. Agencies put them in there, and they're supposed to tell us that they're making them under the forced effective law. Why does it say forced effective law? Why did it just say law? Back in a minute.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
This is not legal advice. This is a public service announcement from TakeFromCaesar.us. Only one statute explains how to tax your paycheck, Tax Code Section 83. In decisions from 1979 to 2011, the courts say Section 83 governs the taxation of all compensation for personal services, but the IRS lies on the stand, claiming to be unfamiliar with Section 83. Only one person can explain what Section 83 means, David Merlin. Visit TakeFromCaesar.us for more information.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Find another contact here so I can try to see here. I don't know if I got to get it cleaned just so I can use it. Wow. Only got one eye that I use. And that makes it a little bit difficult if that one there ain't working, if there ain't something in there. Well, we'll get past this here in a little bit here. I still got to clean it a time or two. Anyways, it was, so then we got this agency doing its nonsense, and so now the agencies, they promulgate regulations, and they're supposed to have the force and effect of law. Chrysler V. Brown tells us they got to save 553. Do you know how many I've seen? None. They don't do them. Then they promulgate these regulations, and once they get them promulgated, then they, as a proposed rule, they come back out, and then they get around, and we can comment on them and all that sort of stuff. Then what happens? Oh, then they put it around, and they put them back in as a final rule. Then what's supposed to happen? Then Congress, they're supposed to wait 30 days before they affect the, quote, individual citizens. Us, the citizens of the United States, if you want to go that route. And then Congress has 6 months to up and down them to say yes or no. That's the world we live in today. That's it. That's what's going on today. We're being ruled, and we don't even know that. We have no idea. And that's what I've been fighting with the IRS and this other, is to understand this concept of how we're being ruled, because if we don't know how we're being ruled, we're not going to win. How are we going to get it back? Of course, one of the most important things is our status. Can't be a citizen of the United States. The way it's designed, the way they use it. It ain't going to work. Guaranteed. It's not going to work. So I've come up with a way to do this, put it into the record. You have to put it into the public record. If you don't put it into the public record, you get that, and then you can, a certified copy of it, it stands as true. But you got to know what to put into the public record, though, to make this thing work. And that's what I've been doing. And then when you do that, the IRS, it's amazingly, there's several of us, quite a few of us, I think it's about eight now I've got up to. I've got increased amount of monies coming from retirements from the IRS or from Postal Service retirements or different ones. Isn't that amazing? It's all about status. And it seems so ridiculous. But could a citizen of France? Am I bound by the laws of the citizens of France? Of course not. The citizen of the United States is as foreign as being a citizen of France. And that's the game that they're playing on us today. if you can call it a game. But people won't believe it. They just won't. I don't know why. I don't really have an understanding of that. Why people won't believe that? The stuff when you put it out there in black and white. And I'm going to try to find a case here. Still trying to get this contact here to get cleaned up so I can read with it. Should be a new one. I had one spare yet. And I found this case on this. And how did they get around this nonsense? Because I was looking in the... And it's been sitting there right in front of me for a lot of years. But I don't know how to read. I'm just learning how to read. I'm still working on the English language, especially the law side of it. Back.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hi, my name is David Merlin from takefromcaesar.us. Income is defined in the tax code. All property is a cost, including labor, according to statute. You're deprived of the provisions of Section 83 whenever you pay an income tax on your compensation. According to Section 83, only the excess over the amount paid is gross income. The government can't so much as provide an interpretation of Section 83 of its own. Get your paradigm shift and understanding today at takefromcaesar.us.
Would odors, mold, and mildew describe your basement or crawl space? It doesn't have to be that way. Transform them into a fresh, healthy, usable one with the technologically advanced Wave Moisture Control Units. The computerized operation maximizes moisture control and also expels harmful radon, combustion gases, and numerous other pollutants. Dehumidifiers are old technology that do nothing for air quality and waste energy. Wave units are intelligent, self-monitoring, do not need maintenance, and will save you hundreds in electricity. Wave units are still running effectively over 15 years. They've been tested and installed in public and military housing and by property managers nationwide. Buy a unit now, and if your home is not fresher and drier, you can return it for a full refund for up to 12 months. What have you got to lose? Call now. 1-888-618-WAVE. 1-888-618-WAVE. Or visit mydryhome.com. That's mydryhome.com.
Wave Home Solutions for a healthy, comfortable home.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
My name is Don Wiskin, and at 42 years old, I suffered a massive heart attack, lost 35% of my heart to damaged tissue, and was supposed to spend the rest of my life on disability. What did I do? I took Extendivite, a garlic and cayenne mix of seven herbs which rebuilt my heart and gave me back my life. For over 17 years now, I have made this formula available to you so you don't have to suffer the same thing I did. Clean your blocked arteries and strengthen your heart and boost your natural immune system. I'm 60 years old now and I still work every day. To get your Extendivite, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com. Extendivite is only $69.95 for a 2-month supply of either capsules or liquid.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Roberts & Roberts Brokerage believes that everyone should have some of their assets in investment-grade precious metals. Roberts & Roberts has been a trusted name in precious metals for nearly 40 years. Experienced investors will appreciate our personal service and low prices. If you're new to precious metals, we can help you find the products right for you. Give us a call today at 800-874-9760 or visit us online at rrbi.co. Roberts & Roberts Brokerage, when you're serious about precious metals.
Okay, well, we're back here. I'm still screwing up with my contact here, trying to get cleaned up so I can read. Be kind of helpful if I could read some of the stuff. I can't do all this by memory. And an interesting thing to have happen. This case, I like to never have found one that where they go in to explain what the heck they're doing and how they're doing it. But I did finally find it. And it's pretty amazing what they did. Let me get down here to the page where they explained what they're doing. These guys are, I don't know even what to say anymore to these, to the corruption that's going on in these people. I don't know how we get this many people to be this corrupt. I really don't know the answer to that. I wish I did. They did it in very simple, plain language here. It says Congress has plenary authority. That's absolute authority. Where does Congress have plenary authority? That means absolute, without the several states. Interstate commerce, immigration, naturalization, which is citizens of the United States of America, those sort of things. Territories in possession. Absolute. This is plenary authority. This is the nice words that the courts used. Congress has plenary authority in all cases in which it has, and this is a killer, substantive legislative jurisdiction. And they cite a Supreme Court case. As long as the exercise of that authority does not offend some other constitutional restrictions. Substantive legislative jurisdiction. What the hell does that mean? Plenary authority. What does Congress have plenary authority over? Interstate commerce, immigration, territories, possessions, and all legislatures. State or Congress has substantive legislative jurisdiction, plenary authority over what? Fictions. They create corporations, partnerships, whatever they authorize, they have absolute plenary authority. When you go get a corporation, you have to, they can tell you what you can make in the fictional world and what you can't make. And fictions have a constitution. Their constitutions are always amended internally, never external, because they're not organic. So Congress created this fictional citizen of the United States to have the same rights as white citizens. Seems so innocuous. Seems so minor. It couldn't be at the root of what's going on. Unfortunately, it is. And I can prove it. That's the scary part. Why would they want to do that? Transfer of power, these principalities of evil is the only thing that I can justify that makes sense. To get we the people to sign up to be a citizen of the United States, because there's more than one citizen of the United States. There's more than one United States. They define United States. United States is supposed to be union of the several states or union of states, and that's the several states, the sovereign countries. They're foreign to each other. They have their own constitution, their own laws. And they were joined together under the Constitution of the United States under privileges and immunities and Congress. So there it is, right there. So this is the first part. Is the Constitution what they're doing? Absolutely. If we can fool the people, do the con, and never admit to it. Just like Saul Alinsky, never admit the con. Hillary and Obama are great at that. Never admit the con. Never. That's in Hillary's America, too, by the way. That Denise DeSocia put out. Never admit it. Just like she does today, the lies. Never admit it. Just tell another lie. And people, for whatever reason, can't seem to process that a liar is a liar and there's nothing to be gained from listening to a liar. I don't understand it. It boggles the mind. So then the other part of this whole thing is, I said, well, okay, well then how did they get past the other part of this thing? Of what they, when they did this enacting in 1946, how did that pass muster? And I'll get to that in just a minute here. I couldn't believe it, because this is what I was looking for when I was doing the word search, trying to find out how did Congress deal with this thing? How did they deal with the fact that they can get around and enslave we, the people, and we don't even know, and it's, we don't have a remedy? If you go into looking for the amazing part into the whether there is remedies for tax for non-taxpayers, I was looking in the, because the Federal Court of Claims and the Federal Circuit Court of Appeals are the only two courts that we have a chance at. All the rest of them are all rigged. Every one of them. United States District Court, the appellate courts, called the Court of Appeals, 9th, 10th, 1st, 2nd, D.C., they're all rigged. They overthrew our republic. It's been a very methodical process. And that's what's the scary part, is how could man figure this out and make it work for this many people? I don't really have an answer to that, other than it's the powers, the principalities of evil that's doing all this stuff. So how did they do the other one? Well, let me get down here and do this, because this is, like I say, you just, I don't know what to say anymore. You can't make this stuff up. Let me read this. And what we're looking for here is, they said the President of the United States is a federal agency or agency. So they authenticated the National Recovery Act. The Supreme Court said, the President can't do this. Oh, well, we'll just call him an agency. And he'll put it in the Federal Register for the fictions. And then Congress can get around and up or down it, so we'll still be in control. Now, Congress couldn't legislate directly over us, we the people. They couldn't even do it with the 14th Amendment. There isn't even any right of suffrage to vote as a citizen of the United States, even though there's a 15th Amendment. There is none. Supreme Court said so. So what is it? It's a right for the fictions to go to vote. It also would cover any of the citizens of the several states that there's this overview that there's a federal law that says there couldn't be any discrimination, but it's an overlay, which is a complex issue for most people to understand. There is, if you've seen the movie The Matrix, you can maybe start to get a bit of a concept of it. There's the reality, if you're under the unalienable rights from our Creator. And under that, we have the law of the land, a delegated authority, the land. That's why it's important to be attached to the land. I wonder why God wanted people in Israel. Why just put them in Egypt? Think it makes a difference what the law of the land is? Of course it does. How do you access the law of the land? It's your status, your standing. Citizen of Rome, that's one of the things that brought down Rome, the rise and fall of Rome. The citizenship got diluted. Plus, it became so corrupt. Citizenship became diluted. So how does the Supreme Court of the United States, here's what the phrases that we're looking for here. It said in the Administrative Procedures Act of 1946, design, it said the rule, this is where every fiction starts. Every one of these agencies, rule. It's 5 U.S.C. 551, number 4. And it says, designed to implement, interpret, or prescribe law or policy. And it actually says a statement. I'm going to go back. Let me find the APA work, the actual APA. The whole exact quote here. Still having trouble with my contact here, so bear with me today. I apologize, but oh well, it'll get cleaned up here eventually, and we'll be off to the races here. Let me go back to 1946 statute, and we'll get around and read this actual statement. It's words. It's all about what the words say, and we just, I don't know what to say. I've been looking at this. I found out about subsidy regulations clear back in 2004, I think. Rule, that's in quotation mark, means the whole or any part of an agency's statement. What the hell's a statement? It's a statement of facts. It's something I just say is true. That's what a statement is. A statement. I made a statement. This is what I'm saying. Hillary does statements. None of them's true, but she does statements. It's supposed to be factual. Okay, it's a statement of general or particular applicability. General or particular applicability is out of the Federal Reserve Act 1935. Well, that's generally everybody, or particular, we pick somebody out, pick something out. And future effect, designed, isn't that special? To implement, what's implement? It's to put into effect. That's what the executive, the traditional, that we're taught is the executive puts things, he implements the laws, the executive. That's what the executive is supposed to do in our three branches of government. Interpret. Well, we're taught that the judicial does that. They interpret the law. What it says, what the Constitution says. So there's the judicial. So we have the implement is the executive. Interpret is the judicial. Or prescribe law. Prescribe law is not the same as enact law. Prescribe is basically making something that's legal or illegal. Prescribe. Enact is different. That's to create with the authority of laws. Prescribe is different. It's not the same. So like I say, it's like make something legal or illegal. Or policy. Policy is smoke and mirrors. It is my policy that I'd like to hang every one of these damn Democrats that vote for Hillary. It's my policy. It's not going to go anywhere. It's not law. It's just my policy. Or guidelines. And it says to describe the organization, the procedure or practice requirement of any agency. Blah, 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 blah. There it is. So then the question becomes, how does this pass muster in today's world? How does a quote become legal to actually happen? What does the Supreme Court say on that? Somebody's had to question this, and I found it, finally. I finally found the darn thing, and to see how they get around this. Because you have to remember, again, is that legislatures of the several states, or even the kangaroo ones, have absolute power when they create a fiction called corporations. The corporations, it's the law of mortmain, the dead hand. There has to be a signature. That's why there's a seal that goes with corporations held by the secretary, because obviously the fiction can't sign. And of course, in our fictional world, they put everything in all caps with a middle initial with no period, but it looks like, but it's not. It's our technically our corporate name, but you're not going to win with it. But it is. That's what it is. There are some that's where you can find that the all caps is your corporate name, and there's no period. After the cake, when they put out the IRS stuff, there's no period there either. These are all technicalities, legal technicalities to make it legal, not lawful, legal. Legal says, oh, we will allow it to happen because we've made everything else. If you don't abide by it, it's like the old trilemma of the Star Chamber Courts. People can't understand why the Star Chamber Courts were so bad. They initially were started off to go after the echelon, higher echelon of the monarchy and stuff. Well, of course, we know how that happens when they don't have any rule of law in there. Next thing you know, they've went into the trilemma is the first thing, we are going to get you to incriminate yourself, which is one of the reasons we have self-incrimination protection, supposedly. Self-incrimination trilemma. So there were three choices. What do you think of going to the books and records is? Even being interrogated by the cops. That's why you never want to talk to them. And all the cops are bad, by the way. Even though I've had a lot of trouble with them. They're not all bad, by the way. We hear about the bad ones. We never hear about the good ones. There's way more good ones than there are bad ones. Are a lot of them out of control? Absolutely. No doubt about it. And they should be prosecuted. But it's not easy. I got to look at it from both standpoints. It's not easy being a policeman. You never know what you're going to get into. Because there's a bunch of crazy people out there anymore, and we're bringing more of them in and want to kill people. So, getting back to what I was getting back on point here, of what this, how the Supreme Court made this work. These guys are good. They are really good. They are masters at wordsmithing. And if we do not learn to read very carefully and look up words, what I think these things mean is not necessarily what it means. It said the wisdom and the constitutionality of these broad delegations are matters that have long been put to rest. I'm going to drop my contact here. Still isn't fitting just right here for me to read. But for the present purpose, those cases establish that by virtue of the congressional delegation, legislative power can be exercised by independent agencies and executive departments without passage of new legislation. Independent agencies. When did they start this? They started with the Interstate Commerce Commission back in the 1880s.
As a regular listener to Republic Broadcasting, you certainly understand the times and circumstances that we are living in. You certainly understand that the good times are over, and you certainly understand what we are heading for. Though we do not know what exactly is going to happen, we must assume that it's going to be a disaster. Are you prepared for that mess? Go to www.bugoutpanama.net and get the necessary information on our growing community of awake and prepared individuals, just like you. At www.bugoutpanama.net, you will learn how we are preparing on our farm, Finca Bayano, for what is coming. Emigrate while you still can to our village, where survival is of the utmost importance. Prepare. Don't despair. At www.bugoutpanama.net.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
And continuing on, let's see, when was this case here? This case was done in 1983. This thing finally hit the Supreme Court. By the way, some of the stuff, when I was looking up the, I have the 1935 code, some of this National Recovery Administration stuff was struck down in 1935, but some of it is still in effect today. It's still in the code. Nothing's changed. What they did is they hid it. So how did they hide it? It's just amazing what they did. So let's get around and let me get down here to page 33 again of this and see what how they walk around it. And what they're saying is absolutely true. Does it exist today? No. Does anybody know about it? No. Does anybody know what to do about it? No. Most people don't. How would they know? Here's what they said. For some time, the sheer amount of law, the substantive rules, see, they're saying right there that substantive rules are law. They have forced effective law over citizens of the United States. Absolutely true. That regulate private conduct and direct, regulate private conduct and direct operation of government made by the agencies has far outnumbered the lawmaking engaged by in Congress through the traditional process. Now, you know, I don't remember in the Constitution where anybody had the authority to make law except Congress. I can't find where Congress can delegate their lawmaking powers to somebody else. I probably don't know how to read it. So how do they do it? If you create a fiction, and in essence, a corporate fiction, like a corporation. That's why person covers individuals or corporations under the 14th, because they're both fictions. If you apply a little bit of basic logic. It says right here, they're making more lawmaking engaged in Congress through the traditional process. What the hell happened is wrong with the traditional process? I kind of liked it myself, having three separate branches. I thought our founding fathers did a damn good job. For man, there is no question but that agency rulemaking is lawmaking. There you go. Agencies that aren't elected, aren't accountable, It's lawmaking. That ought to scare the living P1 out of people. They understood what's going on. All these agencies. But you got to read a little more. Got to read the rest of the story. In any functional or realistic sense of the term, the Administrative Procedures Act, 5 U.S.C. 554, that's the rule, provide that a rule, in quotation mark, is an agency statement. Somebody in the agency says, this is true. And it is. Maybe. Statement. In quotation marks, designed to implement, we're going to act like the executive. Interpret, we're going to act like the judicial. Or prescribe law. Not an act, prescribe. Or policy. But here's what you got to read very carefully. When agencies are authorized to prescribe law,
which we'll be back in a minute.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Don't cry for me, Argentina.